The following is an interview with Mrs. Amanda Cardenas in Miranda City, Texas, on July 31st, 1975, conducted by F. Michael Black for the Texas A&I Oral History Collection.
My name is Amanda S. Cardenas. Post Office Box 02, Miranda City, Texas, 7369.
All right, Mrs. Cardenas, would you tell us where you are originally from?
Well, I was born and raised in Los Ojuelos, and I get married there and lived 10 more years before moving here.
How long have you lived in Miranda City, Mrs. Cardenas?
We moved here in 1942.
Mrs. Cardenas, what is your occupation?
I used to be a supply agent for the Indians of all the Native American Church in the United States.
How did you come to be a POT agent?
Well, after we get married, we begin working on it little by little. Pretty soon, Indians from Oklahoma begin coming through here. They stop and look at the Peyote. So, little by little, we begin making it.
When you say we, Mrs. Cardenas, who is...
I and my husband.
Your husband. Who was your husband?
Claudio Cardenas.
And where was Mr. Cardenas from?
He was from Mexico.
And... he and his family moved to Los Ojuelos?
First, they moved to Oilton, or they call it Torresillas first. From there, they were moved over here to Los Ojuelos since they lived for their life there.
In Los Ojuelos.
In Los Ojuelos.
Some of your husband's family still lives here, and when Miranda City was started, I understand that some of the Cardenases helped clear the town site from Miranda. Was your husband one of these people?
Yes, he was, and his brother and daddy.
Did he ever talk about that? Can you tell us anything about that? About that when they were doing the work here at Miranda City?
Well, they say they began cleaning up the streets and fixing this road, highway. It was a gravel road first. Uh-huh. And they began working on the streets when they began building all the buildings in Milan, in the chaparrals and cleaning up.
At the time that you lived at Los Ojuelos and then after you were married, was Los Ojuelos a very big place?
It was.
About how many people lived there?
Well, I don't remember, but my mother used to talk about it was a big little village. All the people were happy. They always have a lot of fun there. They have races and something like that, you know, like in June and July. And they celebrate those days. They have a lot of people coming through there. I remember that we have a post office and a school. And...
have a church?
Church, also.
Were there any stores when you lived
there?
Yeah,
there were some stores, yeah.
I've heard people talk about a trading post out there. Do you remember a trading post at Los Ojuelos? Where people brought in hides and things like that and traded them for...
I think so. I think it was on this...
The long building?
Yeah, in the middle.
It faces the highway.
Yeah.
We were talking about you being a peyote agent a while ago.
Yeah.
What exactly is peyote, Mrs. Cardenas?
Well, it's a cactus about this big. It has no stick or sun. It just has a little cotton and it blooms. It's kind of soft.
You know? Does it grow real high or is it close to the ground?
No, it just grows on the top of the...
It's real flat.
Yeah, flat.
How is peyote harvested? How do you gather the peyote?
Oh, it's quite a job. People get it. Have to go through the brushes, stickers all over. And go all the way up under the trees, you know, get it with some little shovels.
Uh-huh. I've seen some things that look like a hoe that's been flattened out.
It's like a little shovel.
Uh-huh. And you just slide it under?
Under there where it is.
And you cut off the top part?
No, under the top. It has to be, the root has to be on the ground. We have others to get it just half an inch long, or an inch, leave the root in.
If you leave the root, does the peyote come back?
It comes back again.
About how long does it take for it to come
back? It takes a little time. That's when they get, the roots stay there, then another peyote comes on the top, and they call it second cut. Uh-huh. They cut it again. And then maybe it comes back again.
Through the year.
Mm-hmm. And it has little roots also.
Uh-huh. So that's the reason you don't want to cut the roots.
It multiplies,
That's really good.
Yeah.
Can you tell us where peyote grows? We know it doesn't grow everywhere, but just exactly where does peyote grow?
Well, peyote grows over here in the south. It used to be here too, on this side, before they opened the old wells.
Uh-huh.
And they went back, going back, way up. Now the most peyote comes from is from Stark County.
It's from Stark County, that's in the Roma area.
Yeah, we were going to see it in Roma.
So originally it was from around Laredo? And Miranda City?
Yeah.
Down Zapata? Yeah,
Zapata, and then Roma and Rio Grande City.
And is this the only place that you know that peyote grows?
I know that this is part of the most important thing, place where it grows. They said they can find some north of Fulton too, but we never went down that way. We just go this way.
South. We talked about what it is and where it grows. Mm-hmm. What is it used for, Mrs. Cardenas?
Well, the real purpose of the peyote users are religious purposes. They use it in their meetings, prayer meetings.
And you said earlier it's the Native Church of the
Native American Church of North America. And like in New Mexico and Arizona, it's called Native American Church on the Navajo Land. And only state, North States, that's what they say, North America.
Because that's not Navajo Land.
No, that's right.
Right. Well, I wasn't aware of that. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Now, you told us that it's used in religious purposes.
Yeah.
And it's used by members of this church.
Really, good standing, you know, membership. They have their membership cards.
Now, do they have to be of any certain group? Can just anybody be a member of this church?
No, not anyone.
Who are the members?
The ones who use it.
The ones who use it.
Because they are non-users. Non-members, those don't use it. Only the members.
Now, are the members only Indians? Or
Indians.
They have to be Indians.
They have to be 25% Indian blood.
And they have to prove this, and then they have to carry the card before they can use it.
Yeah.
How do the Indians get the peyote, Mrs. Cardenas? Do you mail it to them, or?
Well, they come in mostly every week, all year round. Uh-huh. They come looking for it, and if we got it around here, they pick it up around here, but if they're not here, they have to go to Rio Grande or Roma.
When you say when they come here, where did they come from? So what are some of the places that the Indians come from to get the peyote here when they come to visit you?
They come from Arizona, New Mexico, Oklahoma. Some of them come from South Dakota, North and South Dakota, Wisconsin, Idaho, and Utah. Well, all the states in the United States. They come looking for it around here.
And they come, there's someone comes almost every week looking for peyote, would you say that?
Yes.
And
different parties.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there a certain time of year that the Indians get together here in Miranda City for anything special?
Yes, in February, when they have those meetings here. They usually have before the 22nd, Washington birthday. Mm-hmm. This year they have 3 meetings.
And the meetings are all held here?
Yeah. There were a lot of people.
Is this a religious meeting that they have
yes.
here?
Yes, they pray and sing.
Where do they hold these meetings? And do they hold them in a special building, or what do they do?
Well, they have some places they put up the teepee.
Do they do that here?
Yes. You never seen it?
Yes, ma'am. About how big is the teepee?
I mean, it's big enough. It can hold more than 60 person or sometimes 100. And then, like in the Navajo land, they have those hogwans. Uh-huh. This is not the some places they don't use a teepee. Uh-huh. But now most of them are getting teepees.
Using teepees. Yeah. Now these are teepees that are like the original teepees. These aren't just store bought that you buy at Sears and Roebuck or something. These are teepees that the Indians make themselves.
Yes, yeah, they make it themselves. They buy it from, like, some people in Oklahoma,
uh-huh.
they get that everything and they fix it. Then they sell it to the rest of them, uh-huh. whoever they want.
Who wants the tea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These meetings that they have here in February, are these daytime meetings? Are they?
No, there's night.
They're just at night. How long in the night do they last?
All night long.
And they're singing and praying. And
yeah. Mm-hmm. They bring water in the middle of the night. 12 o'clock night, they get in water.
Uh-huh.
They make a prayer, special prayer. Well, they pray for everything, you know. For the peyote to grow. And for the people to have a good understanding when they come after it. But they have some trouble too. Sometimes, you know, pretty hard.
In the services where they use the peyote, what form do they use the peyote? Do they use it the way that it grows?
Yeah, and then you get it. Depends the size, you know. They get a paper sack or a bowl, and they pass it over. They're supposed to get just 4 every time they. They sing 4 songs, uh-huh. then pass the peyote. And then they make a special prayer for it. And then the ones who want to pray, they ask the priest, you know, for time to talk, to explain something they want for them all to hear what is going on.
In this, in this meeting where they're using the peyote, do they? And you say they take it out of a bowl or a pepper sack. This is the dried peyote.
No, green, fresh.
It's fresh.
Mm-hmm. And then sometimes they make some kind of gravy. They use a little spoon. Also.
Uh-huh. Take it. Do they chew on it? When it's green?
When it's green, yeah.
And do they, after the peyote's dried. You have platforms out here where you take the green peyote and it dries in the sun. How do they use that peyote?
Well, I think they grind it also.
Do they smoke it or?
No, they don't just smoke.
Use it with water?
Yeah, with water.
Ms. Cardenas, we've been talking about the Indians using peyote and the fact that they have to carry a card to use it. I notice on the wall that you have a license to deal with peyote. Mm-hmm. Before you can sell the peyote, you have to have a license like this?
Yes.
Who do you get the license from?
From the state. Now we got it from the state public safety.
Department of Public Safety.
Yeah, Department.
Since you have to have a license to sell peyote, you probably know who the other dealers around here are. How many dealers are there in this area?
About eight.
And you've told me that you are not as active in peyote as you used to be.
Yes.
But when you were, weren't you the largest, you and your husband were the largest dealers in Texas? And
yes.
Probably in the United States.
I think so.
Uh-huh. Well, I've heard that from several sources that you... approximately how much in a good year, about how much peyote did you sell or handle?
Thousands and thousands.
Is that a single peyote or by the pound?
No, but we sent it by thousand.
By a thousand.
By a thousand, yeah.
And since we're talking about how you buy it, what is the... you buy it by the thousand, right?
Yeah.
You buy it from the people that bring it in.
Yes.
About what does it cost?
Before the law came in.
Uh-huh.
Because when the law came in, it was stopped, you know. Nobody can get in that position. But before that, it was free, you know. Everybody can go get it. And that way, that's what we get it here. They bring it here, we bought it from them.
Who brought it here?
Well, anyone who find it and get it, and they got it, I think they got it from where they were working.
Uh-huh. In other words, they go to the ranches around.
To the ranches, yeah.
And they would collect it and they would bring it to you.
Yeah.
And you bought it from the people that brought it here.
From the people that bring it here.
About what did you pay the people that brought it to you?
Well, when we began working, it was real cheap. We pay $2.50 a thousand, $3. The highest was $5. But it was, you know, long time.
That was a long time.
Yeah.
That was about 42 when you first came to Miranda.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And as the years went by and
it went up.
The last price you paid, what was about the most you ever paid for peyote from the people that brought it to you?
No, we've been getting it from some of the dealers down there.
Uh-huh.
And we've been paying from $18 to $20.
A thousand. Could I ask you, when you turn around and sell it to the Indians, about what do you charge per thousand for the Indians to buy it? Since you are the dealer and you dry it and you take care of it and you're here to collect it, you have to make some money off of it. About what does it cost the Indians now to buy it?
Well, now, since Clara passed away, the price we had was $40 green, $40,
uh-huh.
And $45, and dry was, they've been selling it about $50 or $60 now.
A thousand. And when the Indians come down, I suppose they take back quite a bit with them. About how much do they take back per party? How much do they take back?
Well, sometimes they take as much as they can because they take sometimes they take 2,000, 3,000. Some of them they get more money and they can get 10,000.
When they take it back, do they turn around and sell it or share it among themselves, or do they just keep what they get?
No, well, some of them they take keep some for them. Uh-huh. And then they divide it in that area with their relatives. Uh-huh. Relationship there. And they use it just in emergency, when they have emergency, you know, some putting up a meeting. From for a sick man or sick lady, because they use that too in the meetings. They take in some sick people, doctor them up. But most of them, they use it on just in religious purposes.
We have talked about gathering peyote around here and this sort of thing, and the fact that you have quit handling it all the time now. So, would you say that peyote is not easy to get now?
No.
Could you tell us why it's harder to get peyote now?
Well, because around here, see, the owners, not owners, they don't let us go in for nothing. They know they you know, they don't have no use for it. The cows don't need it. But they do this crowded, so they ruin it. So that's why all the peyote comes from Missouri County, because from there is the only places where we can get it now. And as there are many dealers over there too, they control the place where peyote grows. So they don't let us go in, and they don't let the Indians go in either. Nowadays.
So they have to buy it from the agents.
From a dealer.
From a dealer.
Yeah. And they also have to get a permit from over there, from a custodian. So that way they can take it out of Texas.
So they're actually, the agents in Starr County are making it more difficult for the Indians to
For the Indians and for us too, because they raise the price down there. And there are some prices like me, you see, and Louis. We cannot afford to pay so much, you know, more than $20. Then what is the profit we're going to get? So, we don't know what we're going to do.
Do you think that because of the cost going up and the people in Starr County making it harder for the Indians to get the peyote, do you think that the Indians might stop coming to get peyote?
No, nobody stopped them. Anyway, they come.
You think no matter how high it gets?
No matter how high, even if they take one side.
Uh-huh. They'll keep coming.
Yes, they keep coming.
We've talked about the fact that you've had to slow down the amount that you handle. I talked to a gentleman the other day that seemed to think that although the peyote was moving, seemed to be moving south, that eventually that it would start coming back here. More people would be coming to you again.
Yes.
Do you feel that that's...
I think so. That's what they say, because they're, most of the people that's coming, they bring some new members.
Uh-huh.
New members every time they come. So they're going to be more and more coming.
But you think they'll be coming, they're going to start coming here more than instead of going to Rio Grande and Roma?
Well, that is one of the things I talk to them, you know. I told them if they can find it around here, they save the trip going up there. They spend gas. Maybe they have to stay overnight. and like that, but they're usually so used to go that way.
But talking about spending money for gasoline overnight, you're implying that they have to stay in a motel or something like that. When the Indians come here to Miranda City, we don't have a motel in there.
That's what it's like in all here.
Where do the Indians stay when they come here?
They stay here.
They stay here with you?
Yeah, they stay here with me. I got my little house with everything inside, water, light.
And you maintain that house?
Open.
For the Indians?
For the Indians.
When they come, they know they have a place to stay.
Even if I don't stay, I'm here, let Luis know that to take care of him, or Lorenzo. They come and look around, you know, and see them stay in.
In other words, they always know they have a place to stay.
Yeah.
So you feel like that this, along with your fair prices and everything, you've sort of built up a friendship with the Indians.
That's
not just a business.
No, you see, that's what they are so used to come here. You know, we treat them as
our own family.
Yeah, and that's what they like it. They feel that they say, well, we feel here as we are in our own home. So they stay here. I had a lot of room in the garage. I got everything there too. So they both use them.
So do you feel like that the future of the Peyote looks pretty good? Will people be coming here for quite a while, for several years?
I think so. Only if they put stuff to them, you know. Sometimes they say they're going to send just two persons to come after it. But I don't think they stop them, because if they want to come, you know, with their children also, to look around the places, they can stop them. So I think they're still coming.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about Peyote or?
Well, that, I think that's
all. That pretty well covers it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Carter.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It should be noted that Mrs. Cardenas is one of the few licensed Peyote agents in the state of Texas and is a member of the board of directors of the Native Church of the Navajo Land and of the Native Church of North America.